Right now, though, we pick up with the latest installment in our series, Contaminated, in which we explore the 300 California communities that lack access to clean drinking water. When we began the series, we introduced you to the community of Lanier, which has arsenic-tainted water, all while a treatment plant in the center of town sits idle. Today, FM89's Ezra David Romero and Carrie Klein return to Lanier to learn why infrastructure projects aren't always enough and how Sacramento is trying to ensure Lanier never happens again.
Water problems have plagued the Fresno County community of Lanier for so long, it may feel like there's nothing left to do but joke about them. Like when I spoke with a group of Lanier residents earlier this spring.
She's asking if you want a glass of water.
Isabel Solorio is the president of the group Community United in Lanier. She advocates for basic services here, and she's fought to get clean water for decades. She remembers when the treatment center was built in 2007.
Cuando la pusieron, para nosotros era una alegría.
She's saying when they built it for them, it was an exciting occasion and it was good. This unincorporated community of 600 near Lemoore is surrounded by rows of pistachios, alfalfa, and cotton. It lacks some basic infrastructure like sidewalks and streetlights, which is one reason it was a big deal to get something as big as a new treatment plant. But just 6 months after the plant was built, the locally elected Lanier Community Services District had to shut it down. Filtering and treating the water were more expensive than anticipated, and Lanier racked up $100,000 in debt. Solorio's saying that on her part it felt disappointing, because she believed that they were in a place where things worked.
So why did this happen? How did Lanier get to be in this situation? To find out, we turn to a local expert.
Hi, Leadership Council, this is Veronica.
Veronica Garibay is the co-director of the Fresno-based Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability. She's been working with Lanier for almost a decade. Garibay says this project failed on multiple levels. Lanier residents didn't know how to navigate the bureaucratic system, and the county and feds didn't look beyond the price tag for the initial construction to consider the cost of maintenance that the community couldn't afford.
The county didn't do its due diligence to really look at what was happening in drinking water. They rubber stamped $1.3 million without looking at the implications of that.
The state and federal government do offer funding options to cover one-time construction projects related to drinking water, but that's not the end of the story. Operating and maintaining these systems can raise water rates prohibitively high. Communities across the state are having to turn away from those projects because they can't scrape together the funding for long-term costs.
There's now a bill in the state legislature that could provide long-term funding for projects like this. Carl Carlucci is a local supervising sanitary engineer for the California Water Board, and he says funding like that could have made a big difference for Lanier.
That is, unfortunately, the poster child for what we do not want to see happen again.
Lanier's unfortunate situation is one of the reasons why Senate Bill 623 was introduced earlier this year. If signed into law, it would establish a safe and affordable drinking water fund, essentially a pool of money available for long-term costs for water systems. That's because
there are no programs right now to fund O&M. So the idea is to come up with a funding source that could be given to the administrator so that they would have enough money to properly operate and maintain the water system.
When a community needs clean water, it can explore a few options before it ends up like Lanier. First, Carlucci says the water board can try to extend water lines from a nearby community. Next, they can consider drilling a new well to hopefully tap into cleaner water. Lastly, the board can fund either household treatment options like reverse osmosis systems or a large-scale treatment plant.
The last thing we really want to do is burden a disadvantaged community with treatment. Typically, you know, it's like Lanier. They usually struggle to afford those costs.
That last resort is where SB 623 and the Safe and Affordable Drinking Water Fund would come into play. The fund would be managed by the State Water Board and would be available in the form of grants. So how much money would this fund need? Jonathan Nelson with the Visalia-based Community Water Center advocated for this bill, and he estimates a few hundred million dollars per year.
Which sounds like a lot, but really, in the grand scheme of California's economy, that's an extremely small amount. We would be talking about cents on Californians' water bills, under a dollar.
Nelson says one of the most urgent priorities is to figure out where the money would come from. One way could be to charge a fee to water polluters.
Other ideas include creating a new sort of safe drinking water fee that would go on Californians' water bills.
That kind of fee is not unheard of in California. When it comes to telecommunications like phone and internet, most of us already pay a so-called lifeline fee to help lower the cost for disadvantaged Californians. SB 623 has passed the state Senate and is currently waiting for a vote in the Assembly. If Governor Brown signs it into law this year, Nelson says it could be up and running within the next few years.
But this fund wouldn't solve the drinking water problem for everyone. Sue Reese is a community development specialist with Self-Help Enterprises, a nonprofit that helps rural areas address water-related needs. She says communities like Lanier face more obstacles than money. They're small, remote, tend to have a lot of Spanish speakers, and they're run by volunteer water boards.
And so frequently the staff people have minimal or limited capacity and knowledge to run these systems too. Would you be able to go run an arsenic treatment plant? I wouldn't, and I work here.
Even though SB 623 could have helped Lanier years ago, getting their treatment plant up and running is no longer their fastest or cheapest option. The board has approved funds for two wells and a system of new pipes throughout the community. With this system, Lanier could have clean water by the end of the year. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.
And I'm Carrie Klein.